Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order. Today is Monday, March 7, 2022. Let the record reflect. The time is 13:32 p.m. Today we have present Senator Stevens, Senator Gray Jackson, and myself, Senator Machicki, acting as chair for any official action today. I'd like to remind committee members to and those in the audience to silence or turn off your cell phones. Staff will be assisting us today, or Gary with Senate Records and Doug with the LIO. Melody is Senate Labor and Commerce Committee is the aide today. We have two items on today's calendar. The committee will take up Senate Bill 186, Extend the Board of Examiners and Optometry, sponsored by Senator Stevens, and Senate Bill 222, Extend the Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board, sponsored by Senator Gray Jackson. Are there any questions from committee members before we begin? Seeing none, we will begin with Senate Bill 186, Extend the Board of Examiners in Optometry. This is the first hearing of Senate Bill 186. We'll hear from the bill sponsor, listen to invited testimony, open and close public testimony, and then either hold the bill or discuss the will of the committee at that point. I'd like to invite Senator Stevens and his aide, Tim Lampkin, to the table. Please place yourself on the record and tell us about your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Gary Stevens. Senate Bill 186 extends the termination date of the Board of Examiners and Optometry. Currently, the board is set to sunset on June 30th, 2022. This bill would extend the termination date to June 30th, 2028. 6-year extension was recommended by the Division of Legislative Audit and the sunset review of the board. And I'll turn it over to Tim Lankins to give you some specifics.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Lampkin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Tim Lampkin, staff to Senator Stevens. Just to offer a brief introduction of this board, optometrists provide a majority of the eye care to Alaskans, particularly in rural areas. As you'll hear, an in-person and comprehensive eye exam with a doctor of optometry is the medically recognized standard to assure precise and healthy vision. Eye exams also safeguard overall health, enabling detection of more than 270 serious health conditions, including diabetes, high blood pressure, autoimmune diseases, and cancers. On that point, data indicates that doctors of optometry nationwide have identified signs of diabetes in more than 300,000 patients who did not otherwise know they had that condition. The Board of Examiners in Optometry in Alaska is essential to the practice of optometry here. It's done an outstanding job of regulating profession for decades. It's self-funded. It's a regulatory body which helps provide protection of the public, implementing standards of care in optometry. And they've once again received an overall favorable audit. And senators recommending that we encourage that we extend this board. That's essentially what they do. We've got stakeholders and representatives online, as well as the auditor, to share with you in detail about the functions of the board.
Thank you, Mr. Lampkin. Are there any questions or comments from committee members? Senator Stevens, about your own bill?
It's a darn good bill.
It's a darn good bill. Okay, seeing no other questions or comments, thank you, Senator Stevens and Mr. Lampkin. Next, we'll hear invited testimony on 186. First is Chris Curtis, the legislative auditor. Please join us here and state your name for the record and begin your testimony.
Afternoon. For the record, this is Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor. So I believe you have a copy of the sunset audit of the Board of Examiners and Optometry in your meeting packets. So you should have two audits in your meeting packets, but this one is dated June of 2021. So the audit concluded that the board conducted their meetings in compliance with state laws, effectively licensed optometrists and actively amended regulations to implement statutory changes and to improve the licensing process. The audit also found that the Division of Corporations Business and Professional Licensing, DCBPL, the staff failed to operate in the public's interest by not consistently recording the existence of a federal DEA number in the licensing database and by not ensuring continuing education audits were conducted timely and by not monitoring licensees for compliance with continuing education requirement for pain management and opioid use and addiction. We are recommending the legislature extend this board 6 years, that is 2 years less than the 8-year maximum, and our reduced extension recommendation reflects the need for more timely oversight in light of the audit findings. So if you turn to page 9 of the audit, you will find the standard licensing information. As of January 2021, there were 218 licensed optometrists, and that reflects an 18% increase when compared to the 2013 sunset audit. You'll see the board's schedule of revenues and expenditures on the next page. That's page 10. So as of January 2021, the board had a deficit of approximately $52,000. There was a fee increase recommended. The fees were not increased, though, due to the directive from the governor to freeze occupational board fee levels to help mitigate the financial impact of the pandemic. The report makes three recommendations. They begin on page 13. First, we recommend that the DCBPL director dedicate resources to ensure licensees holding a federal DEA number are consistently recorded in the DCBPL licensing database. So this information is needed to help monitor the requirement to register with the Controlled Substance Prescription Database. So you can do a data match between those two databases and help monitor that. We found that DCBPL licensing staff were provided training on how to enter this information in the licensing database, but the information was not consistently entered. According to DCBPL management, regular turnover in the board licensing examiner and licensing supervisor positions contributed to this deficiency. If you turn to page 14, you'll see Rec 2. The board chair and DCBPL director should change the license renewal form to allow the board to monitor compliance with continuing education requirements. So there was a change in the requirements effective July 2018 that required optometrists to obtain 2 hours of education in pain management and opioid use and addiction during the 2 years prior to the license renewal date. And we found the December 2020 form had not been changed to require licensees to report compliance with that new requirement. And then turning to page 15, Rec 3, DCBPL's director should ensure adequate resources are available to perform continuing education audits in a timely manner. So DCBPL's main internal control to help ensure licensees are complying with the continuing education requirements is the continuing education audits. So their policy requires a 10% of licensees be audited. And for this particular board, we reviewed that and we found that it took 2.5 years to complete the review for 2018 renewal. So that was due to turnover and multiple licensing staff vacancies. So management's response to the audit began on page 25 with the commissioner's response. The commissioner concurs with the conclusions and recommendations. She, in response to the recommendations, she states that the licensing examiner position turned over 5 times in the 3.5 year period. Additionally, the licensing supervisor position turned over 4 times, and that turnover contributed to all of the recommendations or findings. And then the chair's response is on page 27. The chair, in response to the Rec 2 regarding the application form deficiencies, she states that the form should be corrected prior to the 2022 licensing renewal cycle. And that's it.
Okay, questions for Ms. Curtis? Yes, Senator Stevens.
Thank you. Ms. Curtis, do you believe these recommendations are all achievable and can be done?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, absolutely. A lot of these are simple fixes. Getting those DEA numbers in the licensing database. You'll hear on the Board of Pharmacy audit when we come before you, they have some plans for that. The changes to the form, very simple. And then the compliance audits, that's, I think, a resource issue and possibly not as easily addressed due to resources, but that's a good question for Director Chambers.
Thank you, Ms. Curtis.
Other questions? Seeing none, thank you, Ms. Curtis. Next for invited testimony is Dr. Damian Delzer, Chairman of the Board of Examiners in Optometry. Dr. Delzer, please state your name for the record and begin your testimony.
Thank you, through the chair. This is Damian Delzer, and I appreciate the invitation to speak on behalf of the Alaska Board of Examiners in Optometry. I've been practicing optometry continuously in Alaska for nearly 29 years. It has been my distinct privilege and honor to have recently completed 8 years of service on the Board of Examiners in Optometry, with the last 3 years serving as chair. The board is charged with the mission of public protection through vetting of new applicants, assuring appropriate continuing competency of current licensees, addressing inquiries from the public, investigation of any complaints, as well as crafting and enforcing regulations to implement legislative statutory change. The board has implemented nearly 20 regulatory changes over the past 3 years. These regulations have included issues such as continued education requirements, including opioid education, scope of practice, military exemptions, specialty designations, modernization of law exams, and modernization of prescription requirements, as well as emergency regulation modifications during the height of the recent pandemic. The board is self-funded through license fees. Board travel expenses have been minimized through the exclusive use of Zoom meetings over the past 3 years. The board chair also participates in biweekly board chair meetings, as well as biweekly prescription drug monitoring program meetings. And I thank you for your consideration of this extension and would be happy to address any questions that I may be helpful in addressing. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Delzer. Are there any questions for Dr. Delzer? Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just the same question, Dr. Delzer. Do you believe that these things the auditor has recommended, the three items, are achievable? And also, I'd ask you to comment on the shortened extension. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Through the chair, thank you, Senator. I fully believe these are all achievable. The deficiency on the application, I believe, was actually corrected even prior to the legislative audit publication. The continuing education issue from 2018, we had a license renewal, and our last renewal, the audit was conducted, I believe, well within 90 days. And so the follow-up audit for the next licensing period was completed successfully and promptly. The issue with a PDMP compliance at the last meeting, full meeting of the Board of Examiners, the PDMP representative stated that we had at or near 100% compliance with a registration. So I believe all three issues have actually already been addressed. And the current examiner with oversight from the division director has been very attentive to all board needs and processing in a very timely manner. Answer your question, Senator?
Chair, thank you, Dr. Delzer. I appreciate that. The only other issue is instead of an 8-year extension, it's recommended a 6-year extension. Are you comfortable with that?
Through the chair, Senator, I am comfortable with that. As the audit committee deems a shortened period of time, I don't have any concerns about that, although I think all our issues have been properly addressed at this time.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Senator Stevens. Additional questions? Seeing none. Thank you, Dr. Delzer, for being here today. Next, we're invited.
Thank you.
Next for invited testimony is Dr. Steve Dobson, founder of the Diamond Vision Clinic in Anchorage. Dr. Dobson, please state your name for the record and begin your testimony.
Hi, Steve Dobson, D-O-B-S-O-N. And I want to thank Chair and members of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee for this opportunity to express my support of Senate Bill 186 that would extend the termination date of the Alaska Board of Examiners and Optometry to June 30th of 2028. My name is Steve Dobson, D-O-B-S-O-N. I'm a lifelong Alaskan, born in Fairbanks. We moved to Anchorage shortly after the earthquake and fortunately before the 67 Fairbanks flood. I've been practicing optometry here in Alaska for 39 years. I had the privilege to serve on the board of examiners in optometry back in the late 80s and served as chair in the early 90s. At that time, serving on the board has allowed me the opportunity to appreciate the importance of the board in protecting the visual welfare of Alaskans. Optometrists here in Alaska, we look to the board to ensure that the new licensees, as well as the current licensed practitioners, are qualified to meet and continue to maintain high professional standards that are set forth by the board. The board is continuously charged with updating and implementing regulations that reflect the continuing education and training provided accredited schools and colleges of optometry. I sincerely appreciate your time and consideration extending the Alaska Board of Examiners of Optometry, and I can answer any questions.
Thank you, Dr. Dobson. Any questions for Dr. Dobson from committee members? Seeing none, thank you. I'm going to take a brief at ease. Thank you. We're back on the record. We also have available to answer any questions Sarah Chambers, Director of the Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing, and Elizabeth Stevens, Executive Director for the Alaska Optometric Association. Does the committee have any questions for Ms. Chambers or Ms. Stevens?
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Stevens.
Thank you. Just maybe, Ms. Chambers, could you address those three issues and how you feel they can be complied with and, well, just in general. Thank you.
Thank you. For the record, I'm Sarah Chambers, Director of the Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing, and through the chair, Senator Stevens, thank you for this darn good bill. And I agree with the chair that this these matters have really already been resolved. They've been corrected as stated in the audit, but I do want to mention that there is a level of eternal vigilance that we are observing because we are continuing to face vacancies and turnover in our division. So I don't, we always take audits very seriously. We always learn areas that we can improve. We take immediate action to improve them. These have been managed, but we do need to make sure that we are staying on top of things, especially with so much institutional memory leaving.
Thank you, Ms. Chambers.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you so much. Okay. We're now going to open public testimony on Senate Bill 186. Public testimony is open. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify? Seeing none, is there anyone online wishing to testify? Seeing none, we will close public testimony. Are there further questions from committee members? Being that we seem to have no outstanding issues, I see no opposition, only about half a dozen letters of support, plus who we heard from today. What are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill number 186, version alpha, also referred to as 32LS1476/A, to be advanced from the committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I have no objection. Is there any additional objection to moving Senate Bill 186? Seeing none, Senate Bill 186, 32-LS1476, /A, moves from committee with the committee recommendations and attached fiscal note. If we're going to take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. Next on the agenda is Senate Bill 222, Extend the Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board. This is also the first hearing. We'll hear from the bill sponsor, listen to invited testimony, open and close public testimony, and either hold the bill for further consideration or ask for the will of the committee. I'd like to invite Senator Gray Jackson and her aide, Bessie Odom, to the table. Please place your names on the record and tell us about your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really appreciate the committee hearing Senate Bill number 222. This is Senator Gray Jackson for the record. And so, Mr. Chairman, the current statute, the State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board, is set to terminate June 30th, 2022. The Division of Legislative Audit recommends an 8-year extension of the board. So SB 222 would extend that termination date to the effective date of June 30th. 2030. May I ask my legislative aide, actually my chief of staff, Bessie Odom, to read the second part of the sponsor statement on my behalf and also the sectional analysis. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Ms. Odom?
Thanks to the chair. This is Bessie Odom, staff to Senator Gray Jackson. As mentioned, I'll be picking up the second half of the sponsor statement here and then following on with the sectional analysis that is very brief. The State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board provides oversight for medical services utilized by many Alaskans. Extending the board's termination date will allow for continued regulation of the practice of physical and occupational therapy. Of course, in our state, ensuring that the industry adheres to best practices. And through the chair, if I may read the very, very brief sectional analysis, I'll be pleased to do that.
Certainly. Thank you, Ms. Odom.
Section 1 amends Statute AS 0803-010C-17 to change the termination date of the State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board from June 30th, 2022 to June 30th, 2030. Section 2 would set an immediate effective date upon signature. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Odom. Senator Gray Jackson, are there any questions for the sponsor or her staff? Seeing none, thank you. Next, we'll hear invited testimony on Senate Bill 222. First is Chris Curtis, a legislative auditor. Please come to the table, state your name for the record, and begin your testimony.
For the record, Chris Curtis, legislative auditor. So you have a copy of this audit in your packet, and it's dated April of 2021. So we found that this board is serving the public's interest by conducting their meetings in accordance with state law, by amending certain regulations to improve the professions of physical therapy and occupational therapy, and by effectively licensing and regulating physical therapists, physical therapy assistants, occupational therapists, and occupational therapy assistants. We are recommending an 8-year extension. If you turn to page 5 of the audit, you'll find the standard licensing information. As of January 2021, the board had 1,762 active licenses and permits. This is a 53% increase when compared to the 2013 sunset audit. According to the board chair, telehealth contributed to the increase. On page 7, you'll find the board's schedule of revenues and expenditures. As of January 2021, the board had a surplus of just over $211,000. Schedule of fees is shown on page 6. Fees were decreased in FY20 as a result of the surplus. The report makes no recommendations. The agency's response to the audit began on page 19. Both the commissioner of DCCED and the board chair agree with the conclusions. Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Thank you, Ms. Curtis. Any questions for Ms. Curtis? Seeing none, thank you, Ms. Curtis. We also have available for questions Sarah Chambers, Director of the Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing. Do committee members have any questions for Ms. Chambers? Okay, thank you. We are now going to open public testimony on Senate Bill 222. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify on SB 222? Is there anyone online wishing to testify? Seeing no one available for public testimony, we'll close public testimony. Are there any further questions from committee members? Senator Stevens.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to say that I learned something in this process. I didn't know before that you don't need a medical doctor's referral to go to a physical therapist, that physical therapists in Alaska can accept that and accept your appointment and schedule you and bill insurance. So it's unusual. I didn't know that occurred.
Interesting.
Can I follow up, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, through the chair, Senator. What's your name again? Senator Stevens. Anyway, I heard that at another hearing too, but then I also heard that insurance companies, depending on what insurance company it is, still require a referral, and I think Aetna is one of them. But anyway, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
I've unlearned something I learned.
So, if there are no further questions, again, we listened to everyone interested in discussing the bill today. I see the same, not from the same people, but also six letters of support, no opposition. With that, what are the wishes of the committee? Senator Stevens?
A brief at ease, Mr. Chairman. There we are. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill number 222, version alpha, also referred to as 32-LS1593/A, be advanced in committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, this the committee will move Senate Bill number 222-32-LS1593/A from committee with individual committee member recommendations and the attached fiscal note. If you will please stay, well, actually, I'm, if that's okay, we're going to stay and sign the paperwork. I'm seeing no other business before the committee. The next meeting will be Wednesday, March 9th at 1:30 p.m. The committee will hear presentations for Aerospace Day at the Alaska State Capitol. This concludes the business before the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Thank you all for your attendance. Let the record reflect that we will adjourn at 2:02 p.m.